1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
Hanley and Zander, ESPN 1000, broadcasting from the old National Bank Studio on State Street. Sox pregame with Tyler Aki sitting in the seat for Connor McKnight this afternoon at 12:30, 1:10 first pitch. Connor's on the call with the play-by-play along with DJ on ESPN 1000, your home for Chicago White Sox baseball. Dylan Cease on the bump. We will make sure to set that up even more so before we get out of here at 12:30. We like to do this game called High-Low, and now, Jake, how do you want to do this? Do you want me to do one, and then Brian does one? We'll go back and forth here. You ready on the buttons with the yay or nay?
I like going back and forth, unless, yeah. Brian, you had something else you wanted to
do. Absolutely not. I'm not going back. No, of course we're going back.
He's such a diva.
Yeah. I'm scared to
we've had this talk.
Pitch anything to Brian.
Yeah. Well, do it live.
He's going to start throwing stuff.
We'll do it live.
Okay. All right. Let's do this live.
All right. Casey Kasem, the dog.
Famous cut. Yeah.
Meltdown.
Famous meltdown.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Little and you're tighter. Not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, Brian, why don't you go first on this edition of High Low on ESPN 1000?
Let's start it off.
Yep.
Da, 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 da.
Playing a game called High Low. All you have to do is you have to tell me the three most expensive ones. The three most expensive ones. Would you like to hear about them first?
Sure.
All right. Rich, tell us about it.
How about this? Ronaldo Lopez is a man you're going to miss for a little bit here because he's injured, and maybe we haven't valued him enough. He's come in and done yeoman's work at stretches for the Chicago White Sox out of the bullpen. The number, Mr. Zander, is three. Three. The number of home runs that Ronaldo Lopez has allowed in 42 and a third innings pitched this season. High or low?
I would say that number is too high, Brian.
You are correct, sir. Zero home runs allowed.
He has been an absolute stud. And let's face it, right? During the COVID year of 2020, I remember spending a lot of time on the air here with Fred Huebner talking about, you know what, is he even going to make the team? Are we done with this already, right? Because he was kind of on that bump, and it was him or Rodon, and it ended up, they kept him and put Rodon on, what was it, waivers, and then they reclaimed him. That whole mess, it was crazy, but he has really, really turned into somebody we can count on. So awesome. All right, so mine is music-related this week on High Low. It's all about Lollapalooza for me,
ooh,
Brian. Okay.
Lala
happening this weekend. And believe me, watching people walk past the window, you know something's going on. All right, so,
I read the updates every day. I don't know why, because I'm 62, but I read the papers. So, I mean, every day.
Do it when you're 64.
Thank you. So I read this stuff, and I have no idea who any of these acts are. But for whatever reason, I vicariously, the headline was great, and, they played a side stage 3 years ago. And, I mean, it's kind of cool that
you're all about it.
Up-and-coming artists and bands, started and playing in front of a couple dozen people at Lollapalooza. Now they're headlining.
I'll tell you something. In 1991, when this whole thing started, how many bands got launched by Lollapalooza is pretty amazing. All right, so bands this year, the number is 160. Is that high or is that low?
For total bands playing at Lollapalooza?
Yes.
And it's a four-day fest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will say that's low.
That is low. That is absolutely low. More than 170 bands will have graced Lollapalooza this year for 2022.
That's crazy. I mean, think about trying to organize this. And it is kind of critical for the city right now because the contract's up after this year, right?
Yes, it is. And they are in negotiations as we speak, probably.
Yeah, so, I mean, how much has it meant to the city and moving forward? Because it used to move around, right, till they
yes, it did. The original conception was it was a tour. So Lollapalooza would stop in Chicago, then it would go to Denver or wherever, and then they just landed in Chicago. A little fun fact, Lollapalooza did not let Ozzy play 1 year. So Ozzy said, screw it, I'm going to start Ozfest. And that ran many years. And it was because he was shut out of Lollapalooza.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I my bet would be that they're going to find a way to keep it here. And, you know, the problem is...
Yeah, I think so. Put a dome over it.
Oh, for love of God.
Bring NASCAR here, too.
Being done already.
Put the brakes on that because apparently some of the aldermen where they're going to have those races are not happy about it. But I read this in Neil Steinberg's column in the Sun-Times. You know the first mayor who talked about doming Soldier Field? 1964. That's how long this has been going on.
So, Old Man Daley.
I don't know if that was Richard or someone before him.
Would that have predated Richard?
I'd have to go back. Maybe. 1964, we've been talking about doming Soldier Field, and it's not going to happen this time either. So
well, you know what? You know what? You're right, because Old Man Daley died in 76, and I think he was in office for 19 years. So that was right before him.
Yeah, and I mean, the $2 billion to the Chicago Fire is not going to dome, and the Bears have no interest because they want to own the stadium. They want to own everything around it. They want all the money to come into their coffers, and they don't want to have to play ball with the Park District. So that's why they're on their way to Arlington Heights, whether you like it or not.
All right, back to high-low. What you got, Brian?
Okay, the number, Mr. Zander, number is 10. 10. How many NFL defenders allowed more TDs than our guy Eddie Jackson? The number is 10. How many more players?
That
defenders?
Number, I want to say that number is high.
Only six, or only eight. Only eight allowed more TDs than Eddie Jackson and targets.
So I got it. All right. Yeah.
I mean, and I look, Eddie Jackson was...
Eddie Jackson, mister, I'm not going to use my arms.
Yeah, and I'm not tackling people. And, you know, this week he's talking about how he really embracing the leadership role. Okay, that's wonderful.
That would mean he has to use his arms if he's embracing anything.
Yeah, embrace leadership after you embrace, you know, a receiver or two.
Right.
There's an idea. Do you know that his quarterback passer rating against was 143.6? It was like Pro Football Focus has him rated 65th safety in the league, and there's 64 starters. See, we have a little room to improve here. That's what I'm trying
a little?
To tell you. Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you we have a little room to improve.
Yeah, just a little. All right, so my second high-low question for you is the number would be 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many times has Lollapalooza been canceled due to lack of interest? The number is 3.
Lack of interest?
Yeah. Like they booked and they said, okay, and then people are like, nah, no thanks.
Wow. I'm going to say that's high.
That is high. It actually happened once in 2004.
Wow.
Yes. They booked it. And they put a bunch of artists on it, and people are like, meh, you know, meh, whatever.
They didn't want to pay the tickets? They didn't sell them the tickets?
It wasn't impressive enough. It wasn't... I do remember there were some kind of like 80s, what we used to call new wave back in the day, but more a classic alternative now. You'd see the Smiths, and some of that stuff was in 2004. So I don't know... I don't know if that was it or what the situation was, but they had to bag it.
Huh. That's you would think there'd be more enthusiasm for that.
No, I guess that year people said nah collectively.
But this weekend, I mean, massive crowds.
Massive.
They're probably going to set an attendance record. So there you go.
I wouldn't be surprised. People are pent up after past few years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Back to football. Your guy, Cole Kmet. No, he's a local guy. Everyone roots for Cole Kmet, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number is 4. How many TD catches did he have, high or low, last season?
The number is 4. You know what? I want to say that number is too high.
You're correct. He had 0. Now,
I thought he had at least 1 or 2, but he had 9 last year.
No, see, this is a problem. He's a local kid, and you're all rooting for him. And, you know, I'm sure that Matt Nagy and his staff didn't.
Well, last year was the we've got to use him more. And acting as if somebody else was making the decision. But the guy that said we got to use him more was the actual guy that made the decision.
And then they used Jimmy Graham most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
and the year before that, too.
A second round pick. You got to see what you have here. And hopefully Matt Eberflus and his staff is going to utilize him. Now, look, he had 612 yards receiving, which was 12th among tight ends in the NFL. I mean, middle of the pack. And 93 targets were ninth. But when you got down into the red zone, he was on the pay no mind list. He's a big kid. He's a smart kid. Yep. He wants to do more. For the love of God, let him do more.
Well, I've got to believe that this coaching staff, this regime, are going to put the test to the players to know what they have. They have to. There's no other way to do it.
Put that in the Kahoot app and see what it comes out. See how many.
Your Kahoot.
Yeah. You're in cahoots with this guy. Come on. You know, what's the number? Six? How many? Let's hope he has. I would take four or five, but I would hope for eight TD catches this year.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's better than zero this year.
Good Lord.
And it should be.
You can only go up, right?
Yeah, only go up from there. All right, so my last high-low involving Lollapalooza, which has been in town this weekend. Now, I told you that there were more than 170 bands that have played.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, the number is 10. The number is 10. How many stages at Lollapalooza? Maybe do some math here, try to figure it out.
I'm going to say that's too many. I think maybe there's probably six or seven, or maybe eight. I don't know.
You are right. That is too high. The number of stages would be eight.
Yeah.
Now I didn't give you the run times and when everybody's on, right. and obviously you could do simple math to get there, but eight stages.
Because it is still the footprint of Grant Park, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they do start, and a couple of these bands referenced that they used to get like the 11 a.m. slot. Years ago,
absolutely.
And now they're headlining, and that's how you tell how you made
it. Right. When you're first starting out, you get on stage at 11 a.m., you still have a lot of ears and eyes on you, but you know that's a beginner spot, and then once you get, it's after dark, you know you've done something well.
Yeah, the forklifts are beeping as they move backwards because they're still setting up, you know, right. barriers and stuff, right?
Right,
and
you're right. You got to play in between the forklift beeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you got one more. No, you ran your course.
There we go. Well,
that's
all
the right. Back and forth. I like that format. That's the brainchild of Jake Cantu.
Hi, low, me, Brian.
You're on ESPN 1000. What's that?
We're yelling at me, Brian.
Yeah, I'm going to yell at you, Jake.
No, yeah, it's going to be a tough after show meeting with you.
We're going to do it live.
Okay. All right, we're back to wrap things up. We've got a couple of Twitter polls that we will cap off here, and then we'll get you into pregame with Tyler Aki at 12:30. First pitch with Connor McKnight and DJ on your home for the Chicago White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, let's wrap things up here. Brian Hanley and Mark Zander on ESPN 1000. Mitch Bettendorf, fully vaccinated, busted me on Twitter, Brian. I deserve it. My math, courtesy of Harold L. Richards High School in Oak Lawn, Illinois. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. You saw this, right? 19 years. Yeah, Richard J. was the guy that suggested the dome in 64 because he was mayor in the 50s. Because 76 subtract 19 isn't 65. Thank you. And I did throw you under the bus too. You didn't exactly correct me, Brian. So
why did you? I didn't want to.
You don't want to interrupt me. Okay.
I wasn't even doing the math in my head because
trust me, and that's the problem.
I was told there would
this
be no math.
Is breaking
Wait, what?
News.
What?
On Chicago's
just
home
in
sports.
Time. I thought we weren't going to get one of these.
Not baseball news, guys.
Oh.
Basketball.
What do we got?
NBA legend Bill Russell has passed away peacefully at the age of 88.
Oh. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Well, I wanted to play the breaking news.
No, I know. Totally. I mean, he was a legend. Absolute legend. Played for the Celtics his whole career, right?
Yeah. Nice run, though. 88. And what a hell of a basketball player he was.
You saw his rookie year, didn't you, Brian?
Don't start. I'm going 64 or whatever it was. No. I did not.
Okay. All right. Well, we're still waiting for the breaking sounder on any trades. Trade deadline coming up Tuesday at 5 p.m. We will definitely keep you up on what's going on. We've got White Sox coming up 12:30. Tyler's got the pregame and first pitch at 1:10. Connor and DJ. As Dylan Cease is on the mound this afternoon, and who do we got for the... for Oakland. Let me look this up here.
It shouldn't matter because Dylan Cease is...
Doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm just trying to be nice. But look, team White Sox, Dylan's pitching. We appreciate that. That's great. Still have to put up some runs.
Yes. I said it shouldn't matter, but with this White Sox team...
Yeah, don't take the day off.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It could matter.
Yeah, let's create good habits. Right, Brian?
Yes.
Good
habits. Don't take anything for granted.
Nope.
They were talking about that the other day. But you are. You know, at least win this series, and not you should have swept, but win the series against the A's because they're the worst team in the American League. But Dylan Cease over and under on strikeouts, what do you say, 9, 10? What do you think?
I'm over on that.
Okay.
I'm over on 9.
Think about 8, 7, somewhere in there, but it should be enough, right?
So, yeah.
Put up 3 or 4 runs, and that should be enough, too.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah. I would like to see him go a little deeper into games, a la Cueto style.
I'm all for that.
Yep.
I'm all for that.
They should all learn that from him. All right, a couple Twitter polls to lock up here. Brian, what's the first one we got?
The bear that needs the best bounce-back season, and your choices are one on defense, the aforementioned Eddie Jackson, and a man we talked a little bit at length yesterday with Courtney Cronin, Tevin Jenkins. We hardly knew ye, but he seems to be getting lost in the shuffle here. But you moved up to draft him. Ryan Pace.
Well, they did. They
did. Ryan Pace thought he was going to be a left tackle. No one else really believed that. And now he might be a backup right tackle. Or anyway, those are your choices. Eddie Jackson, the man of the big contract who has a fear of tackling, and Tevin Jenkins, a man whose Bears career is hanging in the balance right here. So how'd that go, Jake?
Eddie Jackson by far, 73%.
Yeah, I think people have written off Tevin already.
I mean, and I think maybe Poles and Eberflus have too, which is
we're taking their lead. I would agree. Eddie Jackson's got to wrap these guys up. You want to drive them with your shoulders? That's great. Just, you know what? Put some arms around them too.
Yeah. Do you see the speed of the Bears? Do you know how much money they've committed to their offensive line this year? Now think, you know, it all starts up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line, defensive line in the trenches. You got to protect Justin Fields, and here Tevin Jenkins might not even be a guard, let alone on the roster. $26 million committed to their offensive line. And sometimes, you know, Jed Hoyer, you spend intelligently. Sometimes you get what you pay for. That's last in the league in terms of money committed to the offensive line. Good luck, Justin.
Well, and I would imagine that they wanted to do more, but how much more can you do without draft capital?
Yeah, and so now Riley Reiff and Schofield they were out there yesterday as starters, and that should help. Maybe not appreciably, but it should help. And, you know, last year you had Jason Peters coming off the fishing boat.
Right, right. At least it's not that.
Yeah, no. So,
is he playing this year anywhere, or is he back on the boat? He's got to be back on the boat.
He's back on the boat getting crappie.
Crappie. Yeah, they're fun to catch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the other ESPN 1000 Twitter poll today. How many deals will Rick Hahn make by the Tuesday at 5 p.m. trade deadline for Major League Baseball? 0, God help us. 1, 2, 3 or more. Jake, what's it look like?
God help us all, because the fans voted 0 at 33%.
You're kidding me.
And then just right behind it, 1... 31.5% with 1, and then 2, 27.2%.
Yeah, I think 3 or more is at this point, unless he's going to get real busy in the next day or so.
0? You can't be sitting here on Wednesday going, wait a minute, the deadline was 5 o'clock. What happened there, Rick?
Well, that sounds like a bunch of PO'd White Sox fans that are just throwing a tantrum. You know the kind where you lay on your back and you kick your heels into the ground?
Yeah, they've just been beat down so much. They're like, I mean, I don't know if that says they don't think they should make a trade because they're not going to win anything, or they're just thinking, knowing this team, they'll do what I want them to do.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Yeah, what is the reason for that thought?
Zero. Yeah, I mean, you have more than zero needs. You have like four
greater
or five
than
needs.
Zero needs. Yeah. Greater than zero.
Oh my!
I would say two.
I would hope two.
I was going to say two. And three or more, I don't think so. But two, how about you, Jake? What do you say?
At least one. I'd like to see at least one, right?
Yeah. I mean, it could be a multiplayer trade where you get, you know, make one deal.
But what does that count, though? I'm talking about two separate trades.
No, I'm with you. They should be, you know, hopefully you're going to get three or four new faces that can help you here. But you better get more than zero. You better get at least
one. I like the idea yesterday somebody brought up, Rodon and Peterson.
There you go. You could do worse.
From Giants, yeah.
You could do worse. You could absolutely do worse. So, we'll be here to roast Rick Hahn next weekend if he's sitting there on zero.
We've got a caller that's been hanging a long time because we were talking to Bears. Let's get to Vince on before we get out of here and make way for Tyler on the pregame. Hey, Vince, thanks a lot for hanging. We appreciate it. We're talking about the Sox. What are your thoughts?
Good afternoon. I fall into the two. Camp, because Minnesota is going to make at least two trades themselves.
Yeah,
they're going
to
pick up a starter.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. The Sox, the two trades that they would make is not going to make them a World Series champion.
No,
yeah, that's right. The problem.
They're good enough to win a division, maybe, but that's about it. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if Paul Blackburn, the guy that we faced last night.
There you go.
Is he on the market? Rodon, I think the Arizona Diamondbacks have a pretty decent starter. I'm blanking on his name right now, but I think the Diamondbacks have a starter or maybe a reliever. We can pickpocket from them. But the Sox have too many dire questions that need to be answered. Is Jose Abreu your future at first base? He's still good now.
Well, we have a bunch of first basemen, Vince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eloy Jimenez, is his future in left field?
No.
My answer is no.
No.
Andrew Vaughn, where do you play him long term?
First base. That's his natural position, yeah.
So the Sox have too many dire questions.
Yeah, they cannot. You're right, Vince. They cannot, and thank you for the call. They cannot address all of their needs at the trade deadline, but if they can just address a few different most important needs to try to get us to a point to where we can actually get above 500 and sustain that. Because, you know, the Twins, Brian, they're making moves, and so are the Guardians.
The Twins are going to get, at least like our caller just said, at least a starter and one bullpen arm,
right,
if
right.
not two.
Right, and, right. Because all three of those teams feel like they could do it, and it's tight right now. The Sox are only three games, and a good run. I know we've been saying that all season, but a good run.
Hey, this is the 19-game stretch against losing teams. You're going to get fat.
It's easy. It's easy. Yeah. All right, Brian Hanley, it's been a slice here on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We'll do it again next weekend.
Yeah, we will. We will. Sox pregame with Tyler Anke at 12:30. Coming up in 30 seconds, first pitch, Connor McKnight with the play-by-play along with DJ on your home for White Sox baseball. For Brian Hanley, Jake Cantu, thank you so much for running the show. It's going to be a tough after meeting with you and Brian. I'll make sure to ref. And we'll see you all next weekend. Go White Sox, last game against the A's at guaranteed rate. Let's get a W for Dylan Cease. This is ESPN 1000. Have a great day.